Oh, we're on the air. Hey, Amy.
Good morning. I'm
anyway,
fabulous.
So
happy Thursday.
Are you? It's a fabulous Thursday. I love that.
Right. A terrific Thursday.
There you go. Even better. So you got a great show today. What are we talking about?
I've sort of just been pondering this whole title thing, but it's basically the legacy of letting go. Rather it's past pains, past hurts, actions maybe people have done things against you, or maybe it's something that you have to forgive yourself that you've offended or hurt somebody, or and maybe it's just in the ramifications of maybe there is no rekindling that relationship, rather be a family, long-term friend, new friend, coworker. But how do we? That's like something really tricky, that it's like really digging in deep, because it's something that I also put myself in check and balance and holding myself accountable to, owning up to, you know what, I've so forgot to pay you that, but I'm still going to pay you that, if
right.
owing you a debt and 6 months later and you're like, hey, Tree, I'm going to send that to you. And you're like, okay. And then you reminded me, and just life happens sometimes. Where is that boundary of forgiveness, or that you're like, look, I asked you 3 times and you just never did it. Then a year goes by and you're like, oh, it doesn't really bother me. I don't care about the money. It's only $100. But yet you totally stop communicating with that person. So it did bother you in this underlying realm. And so my question is, when do you sort of kind of cut somebody off because it was $100, but then a year later you're saying, I don't care. It's never about the money. It was that I asked you and you never did it. But then it's like, maybe it got lost in the mail. Maybe there was a check and you just, or you did pop. Sometimes I have still popped $20 in the mail to my nieces and my nephews and things like that, and put cash, so there's not a check to see if it cleared or whatnot.
Right.
And then yet then you come across the person, they're like, oh, I'm fine, I'm not mad, I was upset, but I've let it go. But then you're like, okay, but you totally stopped, just rather little small communications, rather some form of social media, but you stopped. So did you really let it go?
Right. So, is it more about money, or is it about money? Like people, you pay something or forget to pay, or they acknowledge that you paid. Tell me, what's it more about? Because
I don't even think it's money. I think sometimes maybe a statement was made. So that's where it's like the legacy of letting go is, maybe it was someone who, just a simple act, and you took it the wrong way and they didn't mean it the wrong way, but you didn't speak up or talk about it. Where is that you say when you let it go, you're true, and when we speak about being authentic, where is that? Your true authentic self of, I have truly let this go, and I'm not going to let it ruin a 10-year friendship, or, we've been coworkers for 5 years, or you get a little free pass go card because we are related, maybe in-laws or blood, or, hey, I went to school with your brother and, I've known your family for a long time. That's what I'm talking about. Where are some of those boundaries to put yourself in check and balance? When you say, I've let it go, do you? Have you? When you see that person 2 months later, 3 months later, what are some check and balances of I let it go? Or when you see that person, it comes up and you realize that person's like still pissed off at you, but they're saying, oh, I let it go, it's no big deal. But you can tell they're so upset. And you're just like, wow.
And so
I'm
haven't
so sorry.
Let it go.
Even though they're words. So I guess that goes into that legacy. When your words don't match your action, how do you recover or help someone in that situation, especially if you're the one who offended, let alone how do you let it go if someone offended you? So it's two sides that I'd like to at least just bring up some, food for thought for the brain for the week. For the, going into the weekend, as we encounter new people in our lives, as we encounter, people, you go out and, hey, I haven't seen you in so long. And man, I haven't talked to you. And then you're just like, oh, well, you want to know why? And you're just like, yeah, what happened? Sometimes we don't know. And that's where I think the definition of saying I'm sorry, of how we teach our kids and generations to apologize is because obviously as a society, we know that there's actions sometimes that you don't mean to do that seem to be offensive to one person, and the next person, I can do something, you know, to read, and you just laugh it off and no big deal. I'll turn around and do the same thing, and someone would be like, oh, my God, that was so offensive.
Right, right. Yeah, I've been there, so I understand that. So
right,
you're saying letting
you know,
go.
Or, yeah. Right.
Yeah, okay. So let me ask you a question. People play games, right? So they're really
mm-hmm.
holding in harboring anger. So what is your thought about and I had this happen recently. Somebody I was supposed to do something, right, and be at a place, right? And and she said, and the girl said, well, you know what? I go, I can't do it that day. I've got to do it this next day. And she called me. She goes, well, let's get, you know, she said it in a way where she was testing me. And I knew that she was testing me. And I go, like I told you, I cannot do it because I've got this, this, and this. And she had put an event out there to where it was something that I really wanted to do, but I had this, this, and this to do. Do you understand? You know what I mean? So what about testing people? How do you feel about that? Is that holding on to stuff? Is that game playing? Is that not being transparent? I think that's what you're talking about, right? Being transparent, letting go. Letting go, letting God sounds easy when I say it. It's so super hard when you try to do it at times. What's your thoughts on that?
I mean, I think that's just it. I mean, transparency is a big key in living in your authentic self.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, I think it's also a big part of how you, you know, being transparent is one thing. Acting your actions that match that.
Mm-hmm.
You can have the intent. You can want to deliver that. And then when you go deliver it, it doesn't get delivered right. You know, but it doesn't mean that you weren't trying not to be your authentic self, in my opinion. Sometimes we just need practice.
Right.
I mean, sometimes, Taria, there's been times like, man, I want to say this. How do I say this? And sometimes I can be so wordy and I you know, you can say one sentence and I want to, that one sentence, I'll make a paragraph out of it. You know,
right.
You know, it's like, how do you guard or put up some like stop blocks of, okay, that's a little eccentric. It's a little much. You know,
right.
I think it's that same thing. It's like being transparent, but yet just being simple, perhaps. So I think that's really key, big key.
Okay, being transparent. Yeah, I agree with that. Being authentic, being transparent, so you don't try to hide. Don't try to play games. I remember hearing her. I was like, what are you doing? And, you know, and then I made a note to myself. Do I want to be around that energy? And I go, no, I don't. Have I ever forgot to pay somebody? Yeah, I've done that. I actually did that pretty recently. And I go, oh, my gosh, I'm so sorry, right? You know, it wasn't a lot of money, but I just let it go. And I tell you why, because she's a young girl that had done some work for me, and I had to send it to her mom. And I didn't click with me. And so did I make it right? Yes, I did. But did I hurt her feelings? I hope not. I apologized and gave her a couple bucks more because of my, whatever, my bond moment. I have so many of them, they add up to me. You know what I mean? So I mean, is she mad? No, I don't think so. She's a great soul and we make mistakes. So making mistakes are okay. Right. And,
right.
You know, so you just be transparent and own them, right? And that's hard to do
right.
sometimes, don't you think? You know?
I do. I think that's exactly, you know, speaking of this, it's like the legacy of letting go. And a lot of the topics that I bring up are really many times I get challenged as a mom, like in a situation of this, or I come across it, rather it be through a conversation, a personal experience, is I'm always in here going, how do I teach my kids not to be this? Like, this is something, you know, they're learning their ABCs and they're learning their 1-2-3s, but how do I teach this to my kid before they leave my jurisdiction, is what I call it, you know, is once they graduate high school, go off to college, you know,
okay.
They're not under my roof anymore.
Yeah.
And, you know, so they're not under
yeah.
my jurisdiction. And that's sort of kind of like when I come across a situation, even if I'm experiencing it or listening to a friend talk about it and trying to, you know, be a person of reason or have an opinion when they're like, you know, look, this situation, what do you think I should do? And you're just like, well, you know, here's some certain situations, but yet that person still has to make their own choice of what you're going to do and how you're going to handle it. I always been like, how do I teach my kids this? Because, man, this is tough. I'm in this boat, you know, and I have to sit back and go, okay, what are some of my past experiences that I've learned to do or not do?
Right.
You know?
Right.
And,
yeah. And so you're figuring that out and doing that, you know, and I know our kids, we got to show them, you know, the way to be, right? I mean, I think,
mm-hmm.
but, and being transparent with them. And, you know, and owning it, right? And I think some people
right.
are afraid to, they sit on the sidelines, you know, being very angry and mean and bitter and saying, well, I'll let it go, and yet they're still holding on to it. So
right.
one of the things that I think that you're addressing is letting go and letting God, right? And that sounds so easy, as I said. But how do you do that, let God? Because you sit there and I stew. I'm a little stewer. I know that you stew. You know, I stew about
oh,
things.
Yeah. Oh, man, that was something I
yeah.
had to work on years to do. Because I'd be like, no, talk about letting go. I'd be like, no, I don't do that anymore. And I'd find myself, there I was, doing it all over again. And you're like, okay, how many times are you going to ride this merry-go-round?
Yeah, exactly. What, you know, when do I get off of this merry-go-round? When do I, you know, abort another plane or another situation?
Right.
And I agree with you.
Realizing
that
you're
so,
even on the merry-go-round again is even hard. You know, when you said, oh, no, I don't
yeah.
do that anymore. I used to, you know, or I'm really, and so that's really it. It's just what are some, you know, check and balances? How do you handle that? And yet on the same token, like what you're saying is, you know, you forget to pay and then you tell someone and then yet, even though you did your best of, you know, hey, here's some money, I gave you interest, and then they're still upset about it. You know, in those situations, sometimes that's when you do go, this is the end of our road together, and it was great, you know, or do you keep, you know, pressing forward, trying to keep that relationship? That's a tough one.
Right.
You know, and then you
yeah.
sit there and go, you know, some people aren't, you go back to, people are in your life for a reason, season, lifetime. Not everyone's met for a lifetime. You know, and I always say
right.
that there are many people that come into our life for a reason. You know, it's a simple lesson to be learned or, you know, and then a season for
right.
sure. It's seasonal is definitely, you're supposed to learn a lesson or perhaps you're helping someone learn their lesson. You know, you're being a teacher. It's like you're learning or you're teaching.
I agree with you. And I think it's both sometimes. I tell my daughter,
mm-hmm.
I go,
at the
I
same
tell
time.
Her, I said, you are my... Yeah, I said, you are teaching me something. I'm your teacher sometimes in your mind sometimes. And she goes, yeah, that's good. She goes, I'm a better teacher. I go, yes, you are.
Well, yes. Yeah, I have two teens and they know everything and they're, you know, telling me all the things that I've taught them and now they're giving me the new
yeah.
improved version of their knowledge of now how it should be done. So I get that.
Yeah, hindsight is always 20/20, right? You know, so.
Right.
Anyway.
Right.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, so I get that too as well. And letting go and letting God though. So you're saying season, reason,
yeah.
and a lifetime. But how do you not sit in your chair or you're having coffee or tea or whatever it is that you do and not stew about it? That's a hard one.
Or
because, you know,
let me ask you this one. This is like a $1 million question. Or you're sitting there going, I'm so sorry. You made your amends. You paid your debt, or you apologized, or you acknowledged where the pain was. And how do you not turn around and be like, you know, I can't believe they were mad at me for this, or learning from it and yet using it as an example and then still go, okay, if I see that person, I'm still going to love them. Be like, hi, or are you being fake?
Yeah, right. So, you know, when you have, okay, this is a good one, because if you have true forgiveness, then when you see that person, you say, hi, how are you? And you've given them forgiveness, forgiven yourself for being mean, angry inside, then I think that it's like not a non-issue. And that is hard to do, okay? Right? Because
but
you look at them and you're
the
like, well, you.
But what about the situations where, correct. And what about the situations, how many times you've come across somebody and you're feeling that, you just feel like, okay, we're good, but then yet there's that energy of going, ooh, there's something still, like the way they look at you or
that's
they're just very short with you.
So then you're sitting there going, okay, I thought we've moved past this, but clearly you're still a little pissy here, you know, because they're short with you, you know, or is that reading too much into it? You know, is that you or is that that person?
I'm going to tell you what I feel, and I've had that happen before. I have it happen a lot because I'll, you know, they're not upset at me, but upset in general because I'm pre-psychic or intuitive, whatever you want to call it. And I had that happen, like I said. And so what I realized is like, you know what? I've let go of this. It's done. It's in the past, and it's gone. And God bless them. I wish them well, and I don't need to be around that energy. And I really wish them well, and I don't need to be around that energy. And that takes practice, and sometimes I don't get it right away, but then I work on it. Like, I've been doing some meditations where, like, a lot of stuff is coming up from the past. And I was at my dad's house for the hurricane. I looked at him. I said, I know why you did this, and I listed it out. And he didn't say a word. I said, and it was all about him. And I was a kid. And I didn't want to go to a Christian school, and my dad made me go. I hated it. Not that I wanted to be with my friends. You understand that. It's kind of like you did that with your homeschooling, and then they wanted to be with their friends, and so you changed it around. And I said, I know why you did it, because you wanted this. You wanted to be in this particular spiritual field yourself. So I was angry initially when I felt it. Right. But then I let it go and I realized it. And he realized it. He goes, you know, I apologize for that, Tari. I should have never done that. I go, well, it's over. I said, I learned, you learned, and it helped. And then I go, what was a lesson for me to learn about my dad? And I realized that I am strong in my own knowledge and in my own belief system, that I don't need to forgive anything. And by the way, it's his birthday today, you know, so I just need to. Yeah, and so I let that go, right? But boy, when I got hold of it, I was like, this is stupid, and I was very angry. And you let it go, right? It's your dad, right? You want to be friends with your dad. You want to, you know, want to trust your dad, and sometimes you can, and sometimes you can't. That's okay. But if you let it go, then you have true freedom, and you forgive yourself for being angry, because you know, and forgive your whoever for being angry at you. Then it works, I think. Do you feel that?
I think you're hitting the nail right on the head. You know, as far as the discussion point, that I know that there's been times where I'm trying to work. I'm not just telling myself. I know there's been situations that I'm like, no, I've let this go. I'm fine. But then you do find yourself going, I'm still pissed off. So then I'm like, okay, you got to dig a little deeper. This is something that literally rooted, like, if you want to say, because it's in there. And to really work on that, to go, you know, and when I can, and there's been some times that, I mean, there's still some things I'm still working on, but I have found myself when I'm coming out of that going, oh my God, that was really stupid, or that was really childish, Amy, but I was holding on to it for, sometimes I have found reasons of not letting go of some of my own pains, rather than from my family, divorce, or just childhood that I've really had to dig deep in, of just some of it was protection, you know, that I was holding on to something else because I was fearing another thing that was similar to that, that I'm like, okay, well, this happened, and well, now I'm going to hold this, because then if I block this off, then this over here won't ever happen. And I was starting to build like this little melting pot of things. And when you look at some situations and you own them, and they're you going, okay, you know what, you should have called. When you can own and go, you know what, you should have called at least one more time, because you know what, that person was important to you, or that's your brother, that's your sister, that's your best friend, or that's a family member that's been good to you, or whatever it is, you know, or that was a coworker that always had your back when you were sick, or, you know, your kids were sick. And that's hard.
I agree with you.
For me. You know what? That's on you. You should have called. You shouldn't have been so ego or prideful to be like, you know what? I already called you 2 times, 3 times. You know what? Sometimes it might take 4 and 5 times, because that's what unconditional love is about. Or that's when you tell someone, you matter, and I know, Tari, that you're a woman of integrity, and I know that you pay your bills, or I know that you're a woman of your word, and something must be up, because this is so unlike you. I think in those situations, if that person falls like that, they're worth that extra mile or that extra phone call to go, hey, I've asked you 57 times, what's up? If you're not going to pay me, then don't pay me. Or if you say we're cool, but you're not talking to me, then don't say we're cool. You know, or I saw you at the ball game and I know you saw me, but you just looked away like you never even knew I existed. You know, I think
right.
That's where some integrity comes in, don't you think?
I agree. I go, integrity's key. And, you know, it's easy to have integrity like we're talking right now. It is hard, so hard to, be,
to live
have
it.
Integrity. Yeah. Oh,
well,
God,
I mean, it's true.
That.
Like what we just talked about is, you know, last week, you know, it's like having the wisdom to know, be wise enough to know the path you need to take, but have the integrity to actually take the steps and walk it when sometimes you don't have that buddy to do it. Or no one's watching you, or you don't have anybody to impress. You just got to wake up every day and do it. That's hard.
Yeah.
You know, you know, sometimes it's like
yes.
I show up to work because I know my boss is looking for me, or I show up to work because, you know, I promised my coworker we were going to do this together and do the project together. You know, so those are levels of integrity, I think, but on a different level, that true, authentic integrity is really getting up and doing something, knowing no one's going to notice this, no one's ever going to see it unless I talk about it, or a drone happens to fly over me while I'm working outside in the yard, you know, that anyone's ever going to see that I did it or I'm doing it. You know, that's hard, you know. And I think that
right.
falls into that same of the legacy of letting go, whatever that letting go needs to be, and really digging deep and owning your part, which I think that is a bigger picture of our talks on legacy of what is your legacy when you leave. It was, you know, a legacy of forgiveness, a legacy of building, a philanthropy, of helping others, and finding the balance, learning how to not just be a giver but be a receiver, and it be okay when someone wants to bless you and you're sitting there going, thank you, but oh my God, I can pay for my coffee, because your ego is telling you, I got $5, I don't need you to be able to buy my coffee. You know, just even something
yeah.
as simple as that. Or
yeah,
going,
funny.
You know, we talked about when I had to start over and through divorce, that it's like the guilt of, the mom guilt of, oh my God, I cannot spend this $5 on a People magazine and a banana split because my kids need $5 for lunch. But again, sitting there going, I'm
right.
going to be okay. And learning
right.
that self-care, learning to take care of yourself. And all of that is balance. And you're talking about that. And then here it comes to the same thing of, when we're walking our walk, our everyday life, and we say the words, oh, it doesn't bother me, or it's not about the money, or, you know, hey, I forgave you. I know you were going through a hard time, and you popped off, and you said some mean things. But how do our actions
right.
match them? Days, hours, weeks, months, years down the road. That's what I hope today, if anything, to stop and pause, and we can't control others. We can't make them. We can't go around saying you need to do this or you should do this. It's what have I done, or what am I doing that I can be the example to that perhaps to someone, and keep moving forward, knowing that maybe there is someone who's mad and angry at me, but you've done all that you can do, and then you find that piece of this might be the end of that relationship, and are you okay with that? Or just go, I'm going to put it out there, peace and love. And if our paths cross again, I hope that the energy will be happy, peaceful, loving, and new beginnings and fresh starts, which can happen every day.
Yeah, that's true. It can, you know, and it's okay. And it's okay to get upset. It really is. And then, you know, because sometimes we have to go through those cycles where we get upset. And it's when we're really focusing on why am I upset rather than I'm so angry at that person or I'm so angry at myself. What is this? Because your emotions will really be a great guide. I know this to be true, to let you know where your emotions are coming from. Ego, your feelings are coming from the angels, the other side, God, your higher power. So let me backtrack a little bit. The emotions, I'm so angry at him, I want him to apologize, for instance, or her to apologize. But a feeling is, your feelings are, you look at your feelings, you go, okay, why am I so angry? This is not the first time I felt anger like this. And then you can realize that that emotion has been with you for a long time, right? And
right.
One of the things that's really helped me is I'll trace it back to the first time, that I can remember where I experienced that, like, you know, feeling like I was angry at somebody because they did something to me, for instance. And I go, when did I first feel that feeling? And you'll be surprised at what you get. And then it's not about that current situation. It's about that feeling, okay, or that emotion that you have. And then you can look at it and say, okay, higher power, higher self, whatever you believe in, I want to forgive myself and forgive that situation. And you know what I do is I put like light on it. I always think that God probably lived in the sun and wore a pair of jeans because it was the sun and he could do that. So I always see God in the sun, right? And you know, right. And I see him taking the sunlight and shining them on that. And I was like, okay, good, we're cool. You know, it sounds pretty easy, but buddy, when you have to stop and say, I'm pissed at that guy or that girl, or why am I so pissed? You know, what are my emotions and my feelings trying to show me, right? And
right.
So that's a key right there. It takes practice, though. You know, so I think
it does.
And then
it
you
does,
just go.
And I think that's...
Yeah.
Oh, go ahead.
I won't.
I was agreeing with you that yes, it does take practice.
Yeah, it does. And so then you become a better version of yourself, right? So, and because I know I was telling a client today, I go, you really need to do some personal development. I go, you're very negative. And I said, and you want to be with your love. And I said, but you're extremely negative most of the time. And she goes, well, you've got to see where I live. I go, I don't think it's about so much where you live because there are people around you that are good people. I say, I think that you want a husband, and so you're sitting there saying to yourself, if I had a husband, I would be happier, you know, and it's true. And she says, well, that's not nice. I said, it's true. I'm not trying to be nice, you know, so anyway, but yeah, personal development is key with that, I think, with keeping your attitude up. And a lot of times I think you find the answers when you hear other people talking about them. What do you think? I'm learning from you today.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think that's also part of the whole journey that we're learning each other. I mean, when we even first started talking the radio show of everyone that's crossing our path, you know, it's being kind in the world. I mean, just the stranger that you open the door for, an elderly or just anybody. It doesn't have to be the elderly. I mean, if we're opening the door, you can stand there for a second and keep the door open for someone else, not, you know, make sure it shuts right in front of them. You know, it's like in our everyday path, or someone didn't open the door and your hands are full, you know, walk in the post office box and you have all these boxes or letters, and, you know, to not allow yourself to get angry and go, but you know what, it's okay. That maybe, you know, it's like having to really stop and go, that guy wasn't purposely trying to not open the door for you or the lady or whatever. You know, it's just sometimes how you're just in your own zone, and you just, you know, I've been guilty of that, going, oh my God, that car just passed by me, and I couldn't even really tell you. You know, my son will be like, Mom, did you see that truck or whatever? And I'll be like, I saw it, but then I'm like, I don't remember seeing it. Like, what did it look like?
Okay.
You know what I mean? But I think sometimes that happens in life too, and it's learning that true forgiveness of, man, you know, I'm just not paying attention. You know, I'm not going to sit there and go, oh, my God, that guy's driving so fast I can barely see it. It's like, no, I'm just in my own little world and own little zone. And sometimes that happens. I'm not saying it's an excuse to use, but it also, like, you know, like we're talking about, whether it's paying someone back a debt or reminding that you didn't pay it or whatever. I mean, shoot, that's why there's even our credit reports of 30 days late, 60 days late, 90 days, you know. Life happens sometimes.
Right.
You know, even credit cards get upset and they just start charging you, you know. Okay, fine. If you're going to be late, well, just $30 try to get your attention. And sometimes that doesn't even get your attention, you know. So there is those 2-3 times. I mean, even a mortgage company will give you 2 or 3 times a car, you know, to make your payment. If not, they're going to be like, okay, if you're not going to pay it, then we're going to come get it. You know, it's like there is still,
right.
Even in our society and business, there are levels of how many times you try. And even when you do call a bank or whatever, and sometimes depending on, you know, if the institution is big or small, they'll still work with you because, you know, they don't want the car back. They just want the money, you know? So
right.
It's like that same thing, you know, how much do we stop and still work with those that we care about, or work with those that maybe helped us in the past or made a difference in our life, or that, you know, in your heart, they're good people and this isn't a normal act, that you don't all of a sudden just hold their feet to the fire of, you know, you're a jerk.
Yeah. Forgiving. That's it. That's a key right there. Forgiving yourself, forgiving others.
It is. And, you know, and what we call in society of let it go, you know, of when you speak the words, I let it go, how many levels can you honestly talk to yourself and say that you truly let it go? Do you just let it go because you don't want to talk about it anymore? Or did you let it go knowing I can talk about it because I've let it go and I've made peace with it? And you can go one, you know, there's that first surface level a little deeper and really into your soul of, no, I've let it go. I mean, hey, come and have dinner with us. I'd love to see you and your family again.
That's cool.
I feel like sometimes we don't have those visuals in our stages of what we speak in our words of, yes, I let it go. At what level did you let it go? Or what level are you even forgiving yourself that you're like, man, I really screwed that up. I'm such an airhead. And it's okay to go, you know what? This is so on me. And how many times, and I know that I've been here myself where it's like I can own it all day long. I can even throw myself under the bus. I can call myself a name of, you know what? I was so inconsiderate and, selfish. I mean, I could throw all of that. And there's some people who are just like, it doesn't matter. They're still want to be angry and, well, you didn't do it when I said you were supposed to do it or at the time that it was supposed to be done. And therefore, you're burnt at the stake. You know, and it's out there.
That's true.
It's like, man.
Yeah, you're right.
Okay. I mean, it's like, all right, I mean, I'm even digging my hole, burying myself, but that's still not good enough for you, you know? They want to still hold on to that, and that's where, like I said, it comes back to me as a mom in a lot of this learning of what our legacy is in the end is, how do I teach this to my children as they become adults in society? How do I make a difference to them? Because I am their mom. I am a parent.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true.
We got to
cut the
call. I have that
show
responsibility.
Oh, okay.
It was great.
So we have to take up. Yeah, I enjoyed this so very much. So thank you. Great points that you made. So, food for thought for today and for the rest of the week and for the rest of our life, huh?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Hopefully. So, as I always say, get up, take a shower, keep your train rolling.
And I always say, make sure you eat your vegetables. Take care, everybody. Have a great week. Rest of your week. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Angel Coaches. Bye.
Oh, thank you, Amy. Bye-bye now.